What's going on, Ponzo Houdini?
Hey, what's up, gang? How you, my guy?
Doing good. Welcome to the show, Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max. Buffalo, New York's own Ponzo Houdini joins me here for Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max, Live 365 iHeartRadio. His new album, Rituals, is available everywhere now. Make sure you go stream it, download it, support it. He's one of the real ones out here, and he's doing it up big. He's doing the
Absolutely.
movies, he's doing the reality shows, he's doing the music. What's something that you're what's in that before we get into the album Rituals, what's another lane you're looking to take over in 2024? Because you're someone that's looking to just come and get what's yours in the entertainment business.
Man, I just want to get the sponsorships and brand deals popping. I had a couple in the past recent years, but now I want to get more, being that I'm building a lot of leverage and a lot of traction in the world. And my popularity is blowing up. I want to be able to lock in with these companies, these brands, and help promote their business. And, we can partner and shit like that.
Who do you think would be a perfect match for you as far as a sponsor goes? Who's someone that you're kind of eyeing?
Right now, I'm in the talks with Prize Picks right now for a sponsorship. And working on a partnership with them. They've been big in, different, platforms that they partnering with right now. And then shit, I'm just open. You know what I'm saying? Long as, it aligns with my brand. I mean, I'm not gonna do nothing that I don't, take part in my personal life just to make a buck. But if it aligns with my brand and my beliefs, I'm ready to work.
And let's talk about the brand that you've been building up so far. How did you kind of gain the knowledge of being independent and just doing everything on your own? Because you're really doing it off of your own back.
Absolutely. So, I've been in the music rapping for 19 years now. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been building it, spending my bread, blood, sweat, and tears, in and out of prison, in and out the streets. You know what I'm saying? So it took a lot to get to where I'm at. And the movies, it's been about 6 years. I did my first movie 6 years ago, and then 3 years ago is like when I professionally became a actor, a professional actor. So
Pure
yeah.
finesse.
Yep. Pure finesse. And my first one was actually They Clone Tyrone with Jamie Foxx.
Jamie
That was my
Foxx, yeah.
first, yeah, that was the first, like, yo, all right, this is something I want to do. You know what I mean? It goes along with the rap because it's all entertainment.
And how was it being on the set there? Because especially around then, I think that's kind of when you realize, because it can be sets are grueling. People don't realize that. They see that all the stuff going on, because I've heard you speak about it. You're
Absolutely.
like, man, 30 seconds, and it took like hours and hours and
Man.
hours to do. People don't realize what really goes on.
I would say, man, it was 12 hours we filmed for me to be in a motherfucking movie for 12. But I would say 30 seconds, if that.
People don't realize that it takes dedication, and you have to love what you do, because the majority of the time when you're on a movie set, you're sitting around. You're sitting around, you're just standing there. And then, I mean, the lunches are good, but then there's sometimes that they really don't have great lunch. So you're kind of just like, all right, I'm going to eat once the set's over, but you're waiting 12 hours. There's no doubt about it.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, the major sets do a good job. Actually, today I just wrapped up, like, just now. That's where I'm coming from, filming my own movie, Hustler Dreams. You know what I'm saying? I EP'd it. I put up the bag. I'm starring in the movie. You know what I'm saying? And we just wrapped up today. And you know what I'm saying? And right now I'm out to eat, taking them out to dinner. There was a wrap party. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
So
that's
that's where we
big.
at.
Congratulations on that. It talk to
Appreciate
me
it,
about
bro.
building up, because you have your own production team. So talk to me how you
Yep.
got the own production team together.
Man, shout out to my camera person. You know what I mean? It's actually a female, and she worked with a team of all females. It's an all female crew, and they all are professionals. They've worked in Hollywood since they was kids. They've worked on Netflix and ran Netflix productions. They ran Tyler Perry productions, so they have the gainful knowledge and professionalism and shit. I'm like, I've been in 13 movies in the last 3 years, so it's time for me to start doing my own movie so I can start reaping the real benefits instead of waiting for somebody to say, hey, I want to book you, or send an audition tape and they pay me a stipend for being in a movie. I want to put up the bag and I'm going to collect the residuals and then go take it to different platforms and try to broker a deal to get them either license or purchase or distribute the movie and try to make some real money.
That's real, and you're going to get all the residuals from that. And you're right, you have to go out and make
Absolutely.
your own opportunities, because not everyone's going to
Yeah.
see the real talent. I always say it, they passed on Brady too. That's for all the people out there that know that they're great and they're
Right.
getting passed up on, is that they passed on Brady too. And you have to go out there and make your own opportunities, and you're doing that
Absolutely.
right there. So how did you find Carolyn? How did you and Carolyn get together? Because she's your agent. She was the one getting you into all these
Yeah,
opportunities,
definitely.
especially with the Tyler Perry show. So how did you get connected with Carolyn?
Well, my homie, shout out to my homeboy, man, Horsey. You know what I mean? He up in Niagara Falls, New York. That's my homeboy. He connected me with her because he was down here working with her when he was in Atlanta. And when I was moving here, bro, like, yo, man, lock in with my peoples. She heavy in the movie and entertainment. Get with her. And then me and Carolyn locked in, and it's been a blessing ever since. Carolyn has done a lot to help me with my acting career. Helping me become a professional actor, getting all my profiles together, going to acting school, getting professional headshots. So yeah, helping me get on all these big platforms. And she got me on Jamie Foxx, They Clone Tyrone, Love and Hip Hop, a bunch of big productions. So, shout out to Carolyn.
Yeah, just shout out to her and everything that she's doing, and you guys are going to keep doing it big in Atlanta. You spoke about it
Absolutely.
before in an interview I was hearing about where you called Atlanta Black Hollywood. Do you think that LA is kind of more moving away from giving a light to black entertainers and just black art? Because we don't get movies. I mean, we had like John Singleton with Boys in the Hood, and we saw that we don't get those movies anymore. Is that kind of what you're hinting at? And do you think Los Angeles isn't for the culture anymore?
I just think, and it ain't even just black entertainment. All entertainment now is coming to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Like, they filming a bunch of movies, not even just the urban. They filming all a lot of big productions in Atlanta. And I feel like Hollywood is dying out. Like, I feel like Hollywood is actually dying out. All the big time gatekeepers are all losing their positions. I mean, quote unquote, if you ain't paying attention, look at the Diddy's, look at the Russell Simmons, look at the who all the people at the top of the top of the food chain. Is about to be some new elite that's in position that's about to be running it. So, hopefully I'm, next up to be on that list. But I guarantee I won't be doing any of the stuff those guys partake in.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no,
What
sir.
I mean, the news is inevitable. I mean, I really don't want to give it too much time because I don't like seeing the downfall of somebody,
No,
but
absolutely. No, definitely.
what's your thoughts on just because it's a big thing and Hip Diddy is
Yeah.
one of the major faces in hip hop.
I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know what happened. I don't know what he did. I mean, I've heard rumors since I've been doing music of things, but those rumors, I mean, I don't know the man personally.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's done. So I can't condemn a man if I haven't seen what's been going on. I know the news, they gonna take narratives and spin it for likes and views and clickbait. So they gonna run with a bad story. I don't know what is going on, but I know it sucks to see somebody that's been a legend in the game for so long, taking a fall and going out this way. But they always say, man, you piss off the wrong people, it could get ugly for you, no
Yeah.
matter, what I'm saying? It could get ugly for you. So, I just feel like he pissed off the wrong people, a group of people, and now he's paying for it.
Yeah, no, he is. And if he really
Because you
did the
got to
stuff.
think, it's all stuff that happened years, 20, 30 years, what I'm saying? 20, 30 years ago, and it's just all of a sudden coming up now. You have to think, like, bad disagreement with the wrong people, man, that put you in position can really, what I'm saying? You gotta know who you're dealing with. One of the 48 laws of power.
That's real. That really is. I mean, you're a true inspiration for a lot of people out there because I did hear about your story. You kind of being because you're from Buffalo
Yeah.
originally. I did hear that you were on the top 10 most wanted list at one time. So when
No,
did
that's a
you
fact.
realize to turn your life around? When was it when you were in one of your stints, serving time, that you said, I'm going to come out and do the music? Or was it kind of just like I was doing the music, then I got caught up in some stuff, and then when I came back out, I said, that's enough.
Well, actually, I've been doing music the whole time. Like, when I jumped off the port, well, I would say 2006 when I started rapping, right? And at that time, I was actively in the streets. And at that time, I was rapping about what I was really doing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, because I'm hearing all these other people, I'm like, shit, we really doing this. So I know I can make it because we really doing this. You know what I'm saying? So, but not knowing that, that created a cycle of me going back and forth to jail. And 10 years ago today, actually, around this time, 10 years ago around this time, I went on a run, Buffalo's 10 Most Wanted. And then, I turned myself in. I buried like $30,000 in the backyard. And then I turned myself in after, I was done being on a run. And then, I did my bid. And on that last bid, it's like, this is the last one. I can't keep coming back here resetting my life. Because it's like I build up my buzz in the music shit, and it, boom, I go back to jail for being in the streets. And then it's like the money that I'm thinking I'm getting, I'm really not getting that much money. It ain't like I'm a gajillionaire off this shit, Like, and then the money that I'm getting, and it, when I get a spurt of a large lump sum of money off of this shit, it's like, when you go to jail, when you do the math, that you lost. You know what I'm saying? You
Yeah.
lost. So, you know what I mean? Overall, I don't regret nothing that happened, but I wish, that better things could have been able to be provided for me in my life, so where I didn't have to do that shit, because that shit ain't nothing to be glorifying,
No, I get it. And I have family members who are in the streets as well. And you spoke about it, just that time is more important than money, because you can always
Absolutely.
get the money back, you can't get the time back.
That's a fact, bro. That's
Yeah.
a fact, my guy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you know what's so interesting, because when we look at the movie Conflicted, Benny, you got the ties there with Buffalo, and you do have the Buffalo accent. I just interviewed a couple Buffalo artists, and it's just everyone that comes from Buffalo has that same Buffalo accent. You could tell that they're from Buffalo.
Yeah, you can say, you be like, dang, you know that is, you know what I mean? Like, we still New York State, but it's a difference between us and the boroughs. And people be like, man, why you don't sound like? I said, we still New York, but we just a little bit on the west coast of New York. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You've spoken about it, about Buffalo and New York, and it's they're kind of in now. Would you say Buffalo itself is in confliction, or is it just the boroughs and Buffalo are in confliction with each other?
I mean, over the years, it's always been that, if you ain't a part of the boroughs, you're not real New York. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done been upstate in prison with people from the boroughs. I done been on tour. I done did songs. You know what I'm saying? I got a bunch of homies that's from the boroughs and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, over the years, they thought we was just farming until they really learned that, yo, there's some shit going on out there in Buffalo. There's some dudes that's really putting it down in Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? So like, now it's like, they understand it now, and it's kudos because shit, we all trying to put on for this state of New York.
Are we going to get some collaborations with you and Benny and the Griselda guys? Are we working towards that soon?
Shout out to them, but I think we in two different lanes of music. You know what I'm saying? Like, they focus more on like the 90s gritty, you know what I'm saying, boom bap. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's not really my lane. You know
But
what
you
I'm
can
saying? Like,
rap, though. That's the thing. That's
yeah,
interesting.
I can rap, but me personally, I'm not a fan of those beats. I'm not a fan of the beat selection. Like, I love the bars that them boys got, because they talking that real Buffalo shit, but I'm just not a fan of the beat selection. Like them, the you know what I mean? That's just not my wave. But they putting on for my city, and I appreciate everything that they did to open doors for people in my city. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if they didn't directly come pull a nigga in and say, hey man, I'm gonna put you on, just them doing what they doing shined light on our city for them to be, you know what I'm saying, for people to look at us and be like, yo man, who else coming out of Buffalo? You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is.
Yeah, Buffalo's got a lot of talent, even in the past history with Brian McKnight and
Definitely,
Rick
definitely.
James. They got a rich history of music. We got the
Absolutely.
new album Rituals out now. You kind of referenced the title as just what people do in their everyday life and just how they
Yeah,
get up in the
rituals.
morning, if they go to work. I mean, I don't know if it, 'cause it's so this is the dream lifestyle, what we do.
Right,
I do my
definitely.
show, and you go and act, and you do your music. I think people get stuck in the way of life where they're kind of, do you think, lost in a way? Because I feel as though if you just, it is a ritual, but it's like, if you think about the cycle of just getting up, going to work, going home, going to sleep, that's just like, it's
A
crazy when you
ritual
think
for
about that.
failure, right? It's
Yeah.
different rituals. Like, you could have a routine for failure. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like, and you don't even know it. And there's a lot of us has been programmed to the society of, you know what I'm saying, go to school, graduate, go to college, get a good job, be in debt for the rest of your life, basically, and live paycheck to paycheck and retire when you're 65. That's a horrible lifestyle. Horrible. I never
Horrible.
wanted
Yeah.
that. That's why I always took risks, because I never wanted that type of life. You know what I'm saying? I never wanted to be, you know what I mean, living paycheck to paycheck, watching my kid, you know what I mean, wonder why they can't do certain things other kids is doing, and you know what I mean, not enjoying life, you get what I mean? Because I watch my family go through that. You know what I'm saying? So like, I'm like the generational curse breaker in my family, the person that made it out, you know what I'm saying, from the poverty that we, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm building right now. I'm trying to continue to build what I've been putting on, so I could be able to go back and, you know what I mean, put something different in my family's future for the ancestors, you know what I'm saying, to represent my ancestors that passed, and the generations to come. I want to be able to set something up for, man, when they get here, man, Ponzo took over the world and created a platform for them to, you know what I'm saying, run it like the Rothschilds. You know what I'm talking
Yeah.
about?
And you're doing it, man. And you're showing the people that you could do this independently. 'Cause I tell people all the time, gotta take risks. But a lot of times people don't believe, they're not dreamers. They don't believe in, I mean, look at everything you accomplished. 13 movies. Are you kidding me? It's
Definitely
crazy when you really
13
think of it.
movies,
Then you got the music going on, but then you got the reality show, 'cause you took last year off with the music. So now you're back
That's
on
a
the
fact.
music wave.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Music is my passion, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I just got a newfound passion for movies and reality TV because it's all entertainment. And all of those things help my music. You know what I mean? Like the movies that I've been in, my music is in most of those movies. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying? I was
Pure
able to get
Finesse,
my
Rich
music.
Lit.
I was able to get my music in most of those movies. Like I got like four or five movies that's slated to drop by the summertime. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just a lot of work that's been put in that, you know what I mean, it's all paying off at the same time. And I'm just blessed because I'm gonna be honest, it's not easy. It's
No.
not easy, but if it was easy, then everybody would do it. So, you know what I mean? Anything worth having ain't gonna never be easy. But I'm telling you, it's worth it. I'd rather be doing this than struggling in a warehouse factory job for 12 hours a day making minimum wage.
Oh, you're and that's so real. What do you think needs to change? In my opinion, they got to raise minimum wage. But if you raise minimum wage, I always say it because I see people, because when you hear these stories, maybe people wouldn't want to go on the block and sell drugs and do illegal
Definitely.
activities. This country, you kind of force people into situations like that in a way. I mean, they'll say, oh, well, they made that choice. You know, it is what it is. But you need to pay people a live where they can survive. You know, you can't survive anymore. You have to pay a mortgage, you got to pay car notes and all this crazy extra bills and utilities, and they're
For
constantly
real.
raising the prices on food. So do you think that kind of would be like a resolution if they raise the minimum wage by a lot?
Yeah, but I think like when they do that, the cost of living just gonna go up, so it's gonna level out. The cost of living is high, like really
Yeah.
high. You know what I'm saying? Like I just look at some of the houses, like from where I'm from in Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? People paying $1,500 a month for rent for a house that was built in 1905. That same 1,500 in Atlanta get you something so beautiful, and it's like, yo, man, we getting played, man. Like you got freshly new builds for 2,500 a month, 2,000 a month. Rent, you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, you're gonna go to Buffalo and spend $1 million on a house that was built in 1890. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
Crazy.
crazy. You, man, that same million, you gonna have a mini mansion or a mansion in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? It's
Yeah.
like, that's why I like, I that's why I'm happy where I'm at in life, where I'm, you know what I mean? Like, Atlanta is like, just growing up in Buffalo in poverty in the hood and not being able to enjoy the finer things in life. I'm thankful where I'm at right now. It's a blessing.
No, it is. And I want you to talk about your relationship with Lindell, because you have that song on there dedicated to him, R&P Lindell. So what was kind of re your relationship with him?
Man, shout out to my big bro Lindell. Like I grew up in downtown in the Town Gardens in the Jefferson Projects. That's downtown Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? Like he was like an older dude in my hood. Like he was really influential in my hood. Like to where like whenever we was going through our street wars, he was always the nigga that was on the front line putting in that pain. And you know what I'm saying? He had a big heart, man. And you know, man, love to my brother. He passed away, you know what I'm saying, last month. And like it was so crazy because I had just seen him like probably a week before he passed away. I had came and flew into Buffalo and threw my dad a 70th birthday party, and I had to add it at our community center in our neighborhood. And bro pulled up. He had just got out of jail. He was kicking it, man. I'm like, yo, bro, you gotta come down here to Atlanta. Come fuck with me, man. Like we gotta get you up out of here, man. We just gotta get up out of here. He like, bro, I'm gonna come fuck with you, man. Da, 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 and da, 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 da. And then you know I come back home, man. That shit hurt me to, you know what I mean, see bro, you know what I'm saying, like get taken up out of here and shit, you know what I mean. It's fucked up, but you know, R.I.P. to bro. His name is gonna always be living on through me, through a bunch of other people. You know what I mean? From the neighborhood and his family is all mourning, and we're gonna keep his name alive for sure.
Yeah, no, that was a powerful song. I love how you sampled, and that you're going crazy on that. You had the microphone in the
Yeah,
music video when you sampled French
definitely.
Montana's Sanctuary. That
Man,
was
that's one of
good.
my favorite songs from French Montana. Like, that's one of my favorite beats in the world.
Mac
That's
and Cheese
so fucking
3.
crazy. Yes, sir, man. Shout out to French, man. I fuck with French.
Got to get that French feature.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely want to fuck with the guy, man. He raw, and I just like what he because French remind me of myself in so many ways. Like they not gonna play you in New York, so you got to take your shit to the South, blow up, and then come back home, and then they gonna appreciate you.
Do you feel the appreciation now? Because you still go back to Buffalo. I know you did the book
Absolutely.
drip bag drives. You've been doing the
Yep,
school
yep.
supplies, feeding the community. So do you feel the love now?
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. My city love me, and I appreciate my city. But you know, I'm a good person. You know what I'm saying? And I look out for people, so it's only right. You know what I'm saying? I'm guaranteed. But I and they've been seeing me put this pain in for almost 20 years, so it's like they know I'm really, you know what I'm saying, dedicated to what I'm doing. And you know, my city show a lot of love. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's just that I don't live there because I had to see more and I wanted more for myself. And there's only so far you can get in your hometown. So, you know what I mean? But of course, you know, it comes with its hate. You know, it's always going to be some type of hate and negativity and shit like that. So, you know, it's a part of life. You know what I mean? You can't expect to be the man without having some type of adversary. So that's expected.
Exactly. Yeah, you're gonna get hated whatever it is you do, even if you're the great. Michael
Exactly.
Jordan has haters. I mean, Scottie
Man,
Pippen
they
hates,
hated on
you know.
Jesus, bro.
Yeah,
They hated on
they hated
Jesus,
on
bro. You
Jesus.
know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Definitely.
Yeah. But I do say this a lot. Instead of having 12 disciples, you could split that in half even more. There's no longer all those 12 disciples. It's more Judases
Absolutely.
now.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's hard out here, man, to choose your real team, because a lot of people wear a mask. You know what I'm saying? And
Yeah.
it's like, you know, you just got to pay attention to the red flags or wait till the mask fall off their face and they become who they really are.
Yeah.
For real.
You mentioned before, and I've heard you speak about it, because you are a good person, you do good things. Do you feel as though being a good person, you get hurt? And not even just in just regular things as far as your relationship in music, but even like relationship with women. Do you feel as though, because I heard you're on your player shit on the album, you've been in your music, and you kind of have to be that way. But do you feel as though being a good dude, you get hurt?
I'm gonna be honest, the world is in a different place right now. And I'm not trying to downplay marriages, relationships. I just think the climate is too crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? Like one bad argument, it could be over. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's too many options. It's too many options. Like, you know, a motherfucker could come home and tell you they love you and they can tell you that it's only you, but they got 30,000 people in their DMs. You know what I'm saying? They got, you know what I mean? Like I've heard this on other interviews and podcasts, which is totally true, to where, like, you know, I think about it. Back in the day, your girl only had the dude at work that's bothering her and you. That's all. So, you know, all your competition was the dude at the work. Now, at work, it's a million people on Instagram, another million people on Facebook, another million people on Snapchat, TikTok. Too much is too much. And then it's vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we got a lot of options too now. You know what I'm saying? You got to think, man. We got a lot of options too. It's, man, as soon as I go on my Instagram, baddie, 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 baddie. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Go to my DMs, baddie, baddie. You know, it's like, it's a lot of temptation. There's a lot of opportunity out there. So it's like, until you fully ready and ready to settle down, which is, you know what I'm saying, and you really ready to say, I can really cut off the rest of the world for the rest of my life, I don't think you should get in a relationship or get married, because it's volatile. And I don't damn sure don't think you should be trying to worry about a relationship if your finance is not together, because most people is living through Instagram. So, like, you know what I'm saying, most of these women want what they see on Instagram. He just bought me a Lamborghini, he bought me a Birkin, he bought me an AP. You know what I'm saying? They want the life. They want the life. She, you know, a chick can say that, oh, I don't really care about that stuff. Man, don't let her lie to you, pimp. They want the life. 'Cause let a man come into her life trying to provide that, and she gets tired of you struggling and trying to take care of responsibilities, and they get tired of that sooner or later and go, they go, you know, the temptation might, you know.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying? She might come fuck a cake boss now. It's real.
how did
Real.
you get the title for Cake Boss? Because this is your label, this is the thing that you're building up. So where'd you get the name for it?
Well, you know, when I was in the streets getting money, like around 2010, I got the name in the streets of Cake Boss. You know what I'm saying? I was in the streets getting money, and then I just turned it into a label, Cake Boss Life. So I'm like, this is a way of life. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Get the cake, be a boss, and it's the way of life. You know what I'm saying? It's the way of life. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's about, man. That's what
Yeah.
we own.
Yeah, that's now, are you on that type of time, like Usher? I think you said that in Nice
Absolutely.
and
I'm
Slow. You
definitely on
are
that
on
time.
there.
I'm not gonna lie. It is what it is. Like, I have rules to it. If you're not my family, you're not one of the homies, she for the world, chick. She for the world. And if she go, you can't be mad at me. You gotta be take that up with your girl, bro. Like that means something's not right on your end. If I'm able to do whatever I want,
Do
if
you
I'm
feel
able to
like
put her on a flight.
the flight? Do you feel as though there's karma? Do you feel as though sometimes there's karma with that or no?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm single. I'm single, but I'm dating. I mean, I got love for, I got a special person in my life, but I'm still single and dating with that special person. And then, everything else is just, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
But I'm just honest though. The thing about me, bro, and how I'm successful with dealing with women at this good day and age is because I'm honest. You know what I'm saying? Currently, right now, bro, I'm focused on building these empires. I can't. I was married before. I'm divorced, currently divorced.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
I tried to sacrifice and being in marriage, but that shit distracted me from the ultimate goal that I had since I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? So like now I'm continuously focused on building this empire. And then once I get this empire where I need it to be, then I can focus on settling down. You know what I'm saying? I got 50 million in my bank account, 100 million in my bank account. I'm chill. I'm cool. I could set up generational wealth for my families for decades to come. But right now, I got work to do. I ain't got 50 million. I ain't got 100 million. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even got 20 million yet. So, I got things to do.
But you know, it's crazy because you got this reality show going. It's just for the entertainment purposes only, because you got for the love of Ponzo. You got the season two coming this summer. You're going to be filming it. Season one, I heard the winner, because you nothing scripted except for like the kind of like the contest. I think you did that prior.
Exactly. I did that prior. Yeah, I came up with the
Are you
concept.
looking for something? I feel as though like you're saying this now, but when you get to the reality show, are you just doing it for the entertainment value, or is it that you might be looking for the right one?
I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. Not looking for nothing.
Not
But
looking.
you never know what can happen. I'm optimistic. Right person coming to my life and the universe say that this is her. Well, I can't argue with the universe and the God up above. I can't argue with that. That's what it's meant to be. But we doing that. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna shoot our shot and see what happens. Round the first season, I tried the poly relationship. It didn't clearly work out, you know what I'm saying? But hey, we're gonna try it again for part two.
Originally the network came to you with wanting to do a documentary on your life story. Have you
Right.
thought about revisiting that at all? Because I think
Absolutely.
you have an interesting
Absolutely.
backstory. Yeah.
A absolutely. But I want to get a little bit more bigger.
A little
Pause.
more.
No Diddy.
No.
Pause. No Diddy.
No,
It's just.
are we really running with that phrase now? Or
They,
is that
bro,
is
they
that?
running with it. I can't lie.
Oh man.
My homies in Philly got me on that, man. I got some homies out there in Philly, man. That's where it actually came from, the homie Quilly. He actually, you know what I mean? He actually pioneered that on the DJ Academics interview, you know what I'm saying? So like that's the I don't know, I guess shit. All the shit that's going on with Diddy, I guess that's the new lingo.
That's crazy. Oh man. Who would have thought that 20 years
I
before
know,
this
right?
happened that we'd be
Sheesh.
saying that? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, man, his legacy tarnished. I feel bad for the bro, but I can't feel bad if it's true. I
Yeah,
don't
if
know
it's
if it's true.
true, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't feel bad if it's true because, like, come on. But we've been hearing these stories about people doing wicked shit in the industry forever. So, you know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
and the
Like,
Nickelodeon stuff's getting exposed now. You
oh
probably
yeah,
lost that.
Nickelodeon, Disney, and all of that. I'm hearing about that. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
It's
and
crazy.
rightfully so. These guys around and these kids, these pedophiles, really? Get these guys out of
Yeah,
here,
that's just
man.
terrible. Get them the
Would you
fuck
let your
on.
kids act? Would you let your kids act?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I just had my kids star in my first movie that I just
Oh,
EP'd,
wow.
The Hustler Dreams. So
You're probably better
I'm
off
but
keeping it in-house,
yeah, but I'm not letting my kids do nothing unguarded. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a wicked world out there, and I know that, you know what I'm saying? Like I had to go through the streets, had to go through the entertainment bullshit of, you know what I mean, dealing with different scammers that not who they say they was and have to go through different pitfalls of being an independent artist. You know what I'm saying? So I went through all of that so that they don't have to.
No, that's important. And when we look at the music side of things, because you were inspired by, I was hearing a Jadakiss, DMX, Jay-Z, and you like Drake.
Yeah, Drake,
Well,
yeah. Jadakiss,
DMX you like because he's
DMX.
so real.
DMX was a real person. And and I understand what he was going through, you know what I'm saying? Like dealing with the addiction. My mother went through that, you know what I'm saying? So like I understand that, but outside of you take that out of it, DMX was a real person, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I like DMX because it wasn't just about balling, you know? It wasn't just about balling. It wasn't just about, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't just about the streets. It was more so about, it was more so about, you know what I'm saying, his real life, his real, you know what I mean, different things that he was going through. So that's why I, you know what I mean, I fuck with X, man. X was a real person, and he was really like that. You know, most of these rappers are not really like that. Like, I done been around them, I done seen how they is off the camera. You know what I'm saying? When the beat go off, I done seen how they really is. So it's like, I respect DMX for being a real person. You know, Hov, he's an icon, man. He's the ultimate hustler that, you know, everybody want to champion and want to be like, because it's like, yo, he made it from the streets to, you know what I mean, he done took it over to corporate offices.
He did the unthinkable and he was able to master it. Drake, what's your thoughts on everything going on right now since he's in your top artist? What's your thoughts on everything going on right now with him beefing with Kendrick and all that?
I'm a pick Drake over Kendrick. I'm not really a Kendrick fan. You know, I never got in the car and said, yo, bro, put that Kendrick on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never did. You know what I'm saying? And that's no disrespect to Kendrick because the boy got fire. But it's just not, that's for them people that graduated college and, you know, live a square life. I didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? And Drake, I mess with Drake because Drake a player. I'm a player. So like, that's what I get. But when I want that life that I grew up, you know, that's when Jadakiss and the boys come in. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like some Kiss. Like, Kiss is like, I feel like Kiss is from my neighborhood. You know what I mean? When I listen to Jadakiss, I feel like he's from downtown Buffalo. Because the shit that he rap about is like what we've been through. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, he a real artist. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
What's your favorite Jadakiss album?
Kiss of Death.
Kiss of Death.
Still Feel Me is my favorite Jadakiss song. Yeah.
Tough. Are you looking right now? Do you have that song in the vault that's gonna surpass Rich Lit?
See, what I do is I just put the music out. I don't even look for it to blow up. If it blow up, it blow up, bro. I'm not even looking. I'm not chasing numbers. I'm chasing feet and the people that really support me. I don't even care. Like, I don't never have to be the biggest artist. As long as I keep, you know what I mean, supplying my fans and people that really care for what I'm doing, that's all I care about, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I care about. As long as the people that's for me, that's who I want to please. The rest of the world, I don't care about that, bro. And if one of them songs do take off, boom, bigger than Rich Lit, because Rich Lit, that was just me having a good time one day in the studio, and the vibes was there, and that shit just like poof. And I was already in Atlanta where that song blew up at first. So it was like, man, it was perfect timing.
And even with that, you were getting, it was in the movies. We already know, we talked about that earlier, but you were getting booked solely off
I
of
was
this
getting
song.
booked crazy off of that. That shit, mainstream radio, mainstream college radio, you know what I'm saying? Tours, you know what I'm saying? Bookings, all type of shit happened. I got a sponsor deal off of it where I got a sponsor deal to wear Black Jockey clothing off of that song blowing up, and the popularity went crazy.
Crazy. What would you kind of say as far as advice to artists out here? Would you just say, you know what, just invest in yourself instead of just constantly trying to prove yourself to a label, or you'd look at it as you got to do what's best for you?
I would say, man, make sure this is really what you want to do. Don't just do it because, oh, I'm gonna do this because, man, I'm gonna get the ladies, or I'm gonna look cool, I'm gonna get some likes. That's the worst decision you could ever make. That's one thing that I actually hate people that do this for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this is not your real passion, go do something else, because this is hard work and the money might not come like you think it is. Don't get caught up thinking that these rappers is rich. I know most of your favorite rappers in real life, and they poor, and they struggling, and they trying to make it just like you. So don't be sitting at home on your Instagram looking at these people's lifestyles, thinking that they better than you. They really not. It's only 90% of music artists are struggling financially. It's a small window of people that's really actually eating off the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's some, and it's, and that small, and out of that small people, I guarantee you, 100% of them got other business and other revenue streams that's actually keeping them afloat.
You got to do other things if you're just
You
tied
got
down
to
to
do
the
other
music.
things, man. Yeah, man. You got to do other things, and you got to do what works for you. At the end of the day, the music business can only take you so far independently. Like, you can only go so far. You think these people on these big platforms just gonna let you get on top of the playlist, on top of the charts, on top of every showcase or platform, or you know what I mean? You think they're gonna let you get all that without being a part of their business, without them getting a piece of that? It's not realistic. So
No.
make sure you're being realistic. Being independent is only so far you can go independently. You're gonna have to partner or sign with a major in order to get worldwide. Because that thinking that you're gonna wake up tomorrow and go viral and it's gonna change your life, that's really cap. That's not really how I go. You know what I'm saying? It's not really how I go. And then, you know, it's, the album sales is cap these days too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta look at the industry, man. It's not really doing what you think it's doing. A lot of this shit be like cap and padded numbers just to make it look good.
Yeah, it's all fraudulent and just people, it's
Yeah,
manipulated pretty much. Yeah.
absolutely. So I would say just build your own community, man. Focus on them. I don't care if it's 100 fans. I don't care if it's 1,000 fans. Just focus on them. Forget the rest of the world. Forget the award shows and all of the fake accolades. Just focus on those people that support you and keep growing that number. That's the best key to success ever.
That's big. Yeah, that's a major tip. As far as the reality show goes, how difficult? Because I know you're inspired by Flavor of Love and all those VH1 shows. It's your spin on it. But how hard is it to really make a reality show in this day and age where every day is a reality show? And social media is just one big reality show, just different channels.
Absolutely.
So how
I mean,
difficult is it to have a reality show in these times?
it's very easy because that's the thing right now. But you know,
Okay,
for
yeah.
me, it was very entertaining, man. I loved every part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it got rocky some of those nights. You know what I mean? When the fights was breaking out and the arguments and all of the craziness was going on. But overall, I enjoyed the experience and I appreciate the ladies that did come and that did get casted for the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the next one, we're about to do it bigger and better.
Bigger and
Bigger
better.
and better. Absolutely. Bigger and better.
What do you think the future of Tubi is? Because Tubi, it's ever since, because I had it on my TV, but then as soon as I started watching the free movies that were on there, then you started hearing about all these people that are on here independently doing it. Then they put the main, you got the mainstream movies on there too. And then your movie blew up on there. What's the future of Tubi? You think this thing is going to get bigger than Netflix, perhaps?
I think it's just aligning to do the same thing Netflix doing. It's just like a couple some years behind. Well, you know, the owners of Tubi, they sold to Fox, so Fox own it. You know what I'm saying? They sold
Yeah.
to Fox Network for like $500 million or something like that. So, you know what I mean, Fox is behind it. So all they gonna do is just keep pushing the content, man, and keep, you know what I mean, getting a sponsorship and ad dollars off of it. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Tubi. They gave a lot of independent, you know what I mean, filmmakers and producers an opportunity to showcase their talent when nobody else was giving us those type of opportunities. And they put you in front of real eyes. Like, I was just in a movie, and it got over 8 million views, streams in a year. You know what I'm saying? A movie I'm in got viewed over 8 million times. You know what I'm saying? And that's just one movie. So, and then it's like, it's real. You know what I mean? So, like, shout out to Tubi, man. That's
Yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah, that's real. And you get the movies there, watch them. You got to watch a couple ads, but that's okay. You still get
Absolutely.
the movies for free. So that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah. Can I Live? I love that flip that you did on
Yeah.
Jay-Z's song. I know we already know Jay-Z's a main inspiration, but that was one of my personal
Absolutely.
favorites off the new album.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to my brother, AK Reed. He actually is the director of Conflicted and Pure Finesse.
Wow.
So yeah, he in the movies and the music as well. And he's another Buffalo native. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to bro on that song.
What's next for you, man? I know we got the reality show, we got the movies coming. Are you going to be dipping in more into the music now that Rituals is out, or you're kind of just going to let this float and just focus on the movies and reality show?
I'm pushing, bro. I'm just dropping content, content, content. Then I got my artists, they dropping. And I wanna go crazy with the movies though. Like the
Yeah.
movies, it's I see what's going on. Like I see like what my team, my new team that I got, man, I got some big things in the works, man. We about to really take it. It's $1 billion business right here. It's $1 billion business right here. This Tyler Perry money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie shit
Gonna
different. One movie, they could call you and say, "Hey, man, we got 10 million for you for the one movie." You know what I'm saying? "Hey, we got 10 million for you to shoot four movies."
And they're long shoots, but hey, that money's worth it. And then if you love
Oh,
doing it, it's a
absolutely,
passion.
absolutely. And then I'm getting better and better. Like each year, I want to sign up for a different acting class. You know what I'm saying? To challenge myself. You know what I mean? That's what it's
Do acting
about.
classes really help you? Do you think that they
Absolutely.
really, yeah?
Yes, because it's like if you're just coming off the street thinking you're acting, it's different little small things that that you're gonna learn in acting school that's gonna change your shit up drastically. Drastically.
No, I
Yeah,
believe
acting
it.
school teach you acting classes, you know, show you how to tap into a different bag and a different element in these movies so that people can feel the energy.
Got to get into a movie with Denzel or even Mike Epps. I heard that those are your
Man,
two influences.
all of those things is on my bucket list, bro. Like Morgan Freeman, Samuel Jackson, Mike Epps, my boys, man. Like shit, man. Like who else? Tom Cruise, Leonardo DiCaprio. Who else? What's my other boy name? I can't think of his name right now.
You like
Mark
Liam
Wahlberg,
Neeson? I know.
Liam Neeson.
I
Come
you
on,
have the
man.
name
He's
on the
a
new
GOAT.
album.
Liam Neeson is a gangster, man. Like he's
Oh,
a
you like
gangster.
him?
Yeah, he's a gangster. You
Oh.
gotta think, man. He's a gangster. I like him, man. He raw, man.
I think he
He
sucks,
raw.
but that's okay. I'll
You
leave
really
that
don't like him?
aside.
Uh-huh. I mean, of course we know his movie and his scripted, but every movie he just like he I like people that much talking, but he about that action. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's a movie, but you know what I'm saying? I just like that. He be getting it done. He be getting it done. Boy,
Yeah.
he be getting it done.
But
Yeah.
you're going. What's a role that, 'cause I know you said that you don't wanna play a snitch. But
Oh no, wait a minute.
what's a challenging role that you would want? And I get why you wouldn't want to play a snitch, but what's a challenging role that you wanna pursue?
Right now, I just did a love, a drama love story. You know what I'm
Like
saying? Called
Poetic
Wedlock.
Justice?
Yeah, something like that. Called Wedlock with my homie King June. He down here in Atlanta. He filmed. He got a bunch of movies out. I'm in Hot Girls with him. And I'm with Ma and Make It Rain. That's about to drop. And Wedlock about to drop this year too. So like, I just want to do stuff that's not just street movies. You know what I'm saying? Because most of my movies, I'm a gangster. I'm a dope boy. I'm a robber. I'm a shooter. I'm a killer. A thug. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's time to show my range.
Yeah. Would you do a horror movie?
I actually was in one called Seven Churches. You know what I'm
Okay,
saying? But
yeah.
I had a small role in that. And yeah, I'm open to anything but homosexual roles. And it's nothing against the you know, the community. Respect to whatever anybody want to be, what they like. But for me, I just don't want to do none of those roles or no snitch roles. Those are just things that, you know, that's just not what I'm into.
Comedy. We already know
Comedy,
that with the
definitely.
reality shows and everything. Comedy is
Definitely
something.
gotta be with comedy, because comedy making you laugh, that's good. That's good energy, and that's good for your health.
Yeah, we need more of that, especially during these times. It's, a lot
No,
of
for
with the
sure.
mental health crisis that's going on out here, you could see how it's affecting everybody on social media. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's deep. It's definitely deep.
It's wild. Ponzu Houdini, is there anything else you'd love to let your fans know about the new album that we didn't talk about, Rituals, or just anything else that you have on the way that you want to mention before we wrap up?
No, man, I think we covered everything, man. Shout out to everybody that's been supporting me. Shout out to new supporters that's gonna come from this interview with my boy DJ Mad Max. Man, we locked in, bro.
You already know we're locked in. A shout out to your management too for connecting us. We gotta stay in touch
Absolutely.
here, see if we can get some
Yeah, definitely.
performances going here around the
Oh yeah,
tri-state
definitely.
area. 'Cause I know you want to come back up here. You're looking to come
Yeah,
back
man, I'm
this way,
trying to
so.
tour over there, man. I gotta come to the, you know, up that way to come tour, man. I'm definitely ready, man. So, you know, let's put it together.
Yeah, let's see what we can do, man. And let them know where they can follow you on Instagram and Twitter. I think it's just at Ponzo Houdini.
Yep, at PONZOHOUDINI, at Ponzo Houdini. Follow me, connect with me. Make sure y'all go get that new album, Rituals, on all platforms. Make sure y'all at me and let me know which songs y'all liking on there so I can go shoot videos if I already don't got a video out to that song. And new music on the way, too. You know what I'm saying? We working, man. It's constant content. Hustler Dreams movie on the way. And also, you know, the reality show For the Love of Ponzo, too. Man, we working. Let's get it.
Let's get it, man. Ponzo Houdini, thank you for coming on the show again. Anytime, you're always welcome. We're locked in and enjoy the rest of your night, all
My
right?
guy. My guy. Likewise,
You
brother.
already
Come
know,
on.
man. Salute.